Isaiah chapter 8. And Jehovah said to me, Take thee a great tablet, and write thereon with a man's style concerning Maher Shalal Hashbaz. And I took unto me to witness, sure witnesses, Urijah the priest, and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. And I came near to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. And Jehovah said unto me, Call his name Maher Shalal Hashbaz. For before the lad knoweth to cry, My father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. And Jehovah spoke again to me, saying, For as much as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloah, which flow softly, and rejoiceth in reason and in the son of Remaliah, therefore, behold, the Lord will bring up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall mount up over all his channels and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Judah. And he shall overflow it, and go further. He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Rage, ye peoples, and be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye distant parts of the earth. Gird yourselves, and be broken in pieces. Settle a plan, and it shall come to naught. Speak a word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For Jehovah spoke thus to me with a strong hand. And he instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, Conspiracy of everything which this people saith, conspiracy! And fear ye not their fear, and be not in dread. Jehovah of hosts, him shall ye sanctify, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he will be for a sanctuary, and for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, and fall, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait for Jehovah, who hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children that Jehovah hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from Jehovah of hosts, who dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they shall say unto you, Seek unto the necromancers and unto the soothsayers, who chirp and who mutter, say, Shall not a people seek unto their God? Will they go for the living unto the dead? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, for them there is no daybreak. And they shall pass through it, hard pressed and hungry, and it shall come to pass when they are hungry, they will fret themselves, and curse their king and their God, and will gaze upward. And they will look to the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, and they shall be driven into thick darkness.